Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, Jermaine Johnson? Tune in to Turn on the Jets podcast.
Hey, this is Vinny Pasquantino of the Kansas City Royals. Make sure you tune into the Turn on the Jets podcast.
Everybody, welcome back to the Turn on the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPaul11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Special emergency episode here on Wednesday, about 6:55 at night. Aaron Rodgers officially restructured his contract. Have a few updates from camp before having a live pod, or a more in-depth pod tomorrow. I'll be at Jets camp tomorrow, so you know, have some much better insight into practice. That said, the biggest news of the day: Aaron Rodgers restructures his deal. Went from a deal that had about $110 million guaranteed remaining on it, was carryover from his deal in Green Bay. He's now, quote unquote, taking less for a shot at a ring or two, as reported by Tom Peloroso of NFL Network. This new deal will be 2 years, $75 million guaranteed. It's broken up basically over a 5-year period. Next year, or this current year, his cap charge will be about $8 million, which is $42 million less than it would have been in Green Bay. He obviously restructured the deal when he initially got to New York. And then next year, more importantly, created about almost $100 million in cap space that he had been taking up. His cap charge will be about $17 million next year. So there's a $37 million non-guaranteed amount in 2025. There's additional years, void years. But biggest news is Aaron Rodgers committed to multiple years here in New York, and he took the biggest pay cut of guarantees anyone has ever done, pretty much showing he's all in. He wants to win a title, potentially try to win multiple titles. Give the Jets every opportunity to add, add pieces this year, whether that be a Dalvin Cook or, anybody else on the market, maybe at the trade deadline, things of that nature. And then it gives them a ton of flexibility next year, to obviously, again, go add pieces again in the offseason before 2024. There's rumors it could be, as many as 3 years he's here, but for sure he'll be here 2 years, has a no trade clause, cannot be franchise tag, things of that nature. But obviously a big step, again, biggest amount of guarantees ever given up, for any player, let alone a guy who has been called selfish and he'll never take a pay cut and he's a bad teammate and all these different things. Attended every single OTA, he's been at every practice, everyone's talking about how great his leadership is, and now just took a monster pay cut. Again, one's going to cry for Aaron Rodgers. He's obviously made a ton of money in his career. That said, this is a huge step for the Jets. Again, it allows them some flexibility here this year as well as next year. And the Jets are all in. Aaron Rodgers is all in. The Jets are all in to go try to win a Super Bowl or multiple Super Bowls. Again, as it was phrased, this is a team that, again, has Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, Elijah Vera Tucker, just to name a few, guys that are on rookie contracts, Breece Hall on a rookie contract. You've got guys like DJ Reed on a team-friendly deal, CJ Mosley nearing the end of his deal. Obviously, is another name. So the Jets are in a pretty good spot here. They've got a ton of guys on rookie deals, a ton of guys on, they're now taking pay cuts. We've seen Carl Lawson take a pay cut. We've seen a guy like, DJ Reed, Tyler Conklin restructure their contracts, CJ Uzomah as well, John Franklin Myers, restructured his deal. Quinn Williams just got paid. The vibes around, one Jets drive right now are, as good as you're going to see them. A couple of injuries today. Alan Lazard's got some muscle tightness, in a second pad of practice today. He didn't practice again. John Franklin Myers, Seem to have a bit of a groin thing. They said it was day to day. You know, the big story today was Mekhi Becton not practicing after yesterday, struggling to open practice. The Jets said he was on a rep count that never came back in. You know, obviously, look, at the end of the day, he's a guy who last year pushed it with the knee coming off major knee surgery, ended up, you know, fully getting injured for the entire season when he pushed it. It seems like the Jets just were not going to push him today and did not want to kind of risk anything. Again, you know, is it disappointing to see Becton already missing practice with a knee injury? 100%. It seems to not be anything serious. You know, there's some speculation. No, they're trying to maybe kind of limit how much he's practicing in order to trade him, whether it's, you know, trying to keep him on the field, trying to get him in game shape, whatever it may be. I don't think the wrong decision today was just to hold him out. It's practice number six. It's the second practice in pads. Make sure Mekhi's healthy. He's coming back from, you know, back-to-back years of, you know, season-ending injuries. It's going to happen whether he lost the weight or not. Lastly, again, the Dalvin Cook situation, you know, everyone you ask says, you know, very good chance he ends up a Jet. It's obviously going to come down to money. The Patriots are interested. There's obviously the Miami Lynx, and then with the Jets, we'll see what happens there. Again, I still think it's an ad that the Jets should make. I don't see the downside in it. It helps, you know, spell Breece Hall. It helps give the Jets a better, you know, veteran option early on. He's made four straight Pro Bowls. You know, Dalvin Cook at 100, 150 carries is not something to, you know, is not a bad thing in any way, shape, or form. Any guy who played last year with a major injury. So, again, Aaron Rodgers, massive news for the Jets. You know, the Jets got Aaron freaking Rodgers to take a pay cut and commit himself to multiple years here in the Jets. Can't understate how big of a win this is for the Jets. And then, again, a few injuries at camp, nothing crazy. All stuff that seems to be pretty much day-to-day. CJ Uzomah practiced for the first time today. And then, again, the Dalvin Cook situation, it kind of feels like now that the Rodgers deal is restructured, we could see some movement there. But, you know, again, I'm all for them signing Dalvin Cook. I like the running back room. Izzy Abakanya, obviously Michael Carter, who had a lot to say yesterday. You know, Bam Knight as well, Travis Dye. But, you know, again, it's a room that isn't the worst thing to add one more body. The running back position gets hurt, as we know, all the time. Again, I appreciate everybody listening. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll be down, like I said, I'll be down at camp and then have a full recap for you. Talk to everybody tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night.